USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports of multiple injuries, including police officers at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition and the suspected shooter is dead. The area is still, though, on lockdown. John Probes works at the plant and tells ABC 7 what he saw.
One of the other guys called me back and said that he saw open fire. He was up, they were upstairs, and when the guy came down and said something, and as soon as we heard shots, we took off out the back door.
President Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 million to construct or repair as many as 234 miles of the border barrier. The president explains his thought process.
But on the wall, they skimped. So I was successful in that sense, but I want to do it faster.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Stolen data from apps hits the dark web. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Stolen information from a massive data breach last year is now for sale on the dark web. The MyFitnessPal app disclosed the data breach last March, affecting about 150 million users, and now some of that information is being sold by hackers on the dark web. Those hackers are also offering information hacked from at least 15 other websites.
Hundreds of name-brand drugs do not have any generic competition, and the FDA says that's what's keeping prices high. The agency is taking steps to clear the path for more effective generic drug development. A statement from FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the FDA is working to reduce the cost of generic drugs and kickstart development. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back to work at the Supreme Court. Ginsburg had been working from home while recovering from cancer surgery. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
President Trump spoke outside the White House on Friday, saying things are going very well with the China trade negotiations. Now, March 1st is the deadline to have a deal worked out with China. The president was asked if he would possibly extend that deadline.
Very big deal. I guess you could say it's like, must be the biggest deal ever made, if you think. Trade with China, how big does that get? Although, if you look, the USMCA is right up there. But it's very complicated. There are many, many points that we're bringing up that nobody ever brought up or thought to bring up, but they're very important because we were on the wrong side of every one of them. There is a possibility that I will extend the date. And if I do that, if I see that we're close to a deal or the deal is going in the right direction, I would do that at the same tariffs that we're charging now. I would not increase the tariffs.
And regarding our skyrocketing debt, the president says,
it's all about growth. But before I really focus on that, and you have to remember, President Obama put on more debt on this country than every president in the history of our country combined. So when I took over, we had one man that put on more debt than every other president combined. Combine them all. So you can't be talking about that. But I talk about it because I consider it very important. But first I have to straighten out the military. The military was depleted. And if we don't have a strong military that hopefully we won't have to use because it's strong, if we don't have a strong military, you don't have to worry about debt. You have bigger problems.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.